wisdom. We divide this to two categories. One is scientific knowledge, and this one we call it hikmat. Well, it's not ilm. What is the difference of becoming a hakim or an alim?
Well, the difference between, you know, the knowledge in scientific way, look at what happened to our universe. Mm-hmm. We've taken it to more difficult things from the beginning of history until World War II, how much we advanced, but all this advancement went the wrong way. Mm-hmm. So this knowledge has become destructive.
So you contradict, you're saying that the outcome of knowledge was humbleness, because
if you take it to
hold on a second. We as a human being are not even comparable with the people 300 years ago, before the Industrial Revolution. Our knowledge is boomed, so we became that much humbler? I doubt it, because now we have all the documentation that we went through a period of arrogance to arrive to a point that a lot of us, millions, billions of us, claim that they could prove that all of this is nonsense. Materialism, dialectic. Was that humbleness or the arrogance? Over there I have a good symbol for you. Don't really dig it, it's not worth it. But remember something very ironic. You all heard about this quote-unquote communism, right? But you know very little about it, because you were the enemies. And that was always bad. And here they talked about it and blah, blah. Anyhow, I was living in another country that it was the neighbor, and the movement was there, and they talked about it, and all those conversation, political activities were really exciting, even enjoyable, and all of that. But you know what's the irony? The irony is that we became two group of people. One group were the people like me, real minorities, and a major group out of there, which are the intellectual left fellow. We became like this. Of course, there were those religious fellows at the other side, but mainly like this. And it became like a very special kind of relationship in any party. Seeing each other, we know that, okay, you are A, I'm B, and blah, 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 blah. And I remember that somebody was repeating always that, between you two, one day I need somebody to show me one thing. In one of these groups, one thing is really wrong with them, then I will decide which group to join. And suddenly we found that one stuff. You know about communism, which is fighting a lot of stuff, right? You know what happened to the leader of that movement, Lenin? What happened to him? In my entire life, the only fellow that I know who was mummified exactly like the pharaoh and was given a state of pharaohship was Ivan Ivanovich Lenin. He's still there. These fellows who didn't believe in spirituality and say it's nonsense, they treated the leader exactly like the Egyptian pharaohs. In one hand, they say this is not it. The arrogance is there because scientific know-how will bring arrogance. It's not arrogance. The first label of it is self-confidence. That kind of knowledge, which is the instrument to control and influence your environment. That kind of knowledge that all the animals they have. And more you have, more arrogant you become. The opposite is when you start to look at the missing part. First of all, look at me. I'm trying to understand the existence. And in one hand, I know existence is so big that physically now we have documented the position of being endless. You know that there is no end to this. And all of this could fit in my personal intelligence. And in a way, it does, because now I'm talking about it and you're listening and you're understanding. So in a way, the existence, I'm not talking about galaxies and all that stuff, all existence is in my imagination. That's where the tricky part starts. There is an imagination in the human being which will make some other quality that the animals coming together, they will not make. What is missing there? The only thing we know, that's that common sense, that feeling towards beauty, which is not necessarily useful. That part. So by knowing, we climb a little bit higher. By having some specialty, we climb a little bit higher. Give me some master, some PhD, some stuff like that. Put it on the wall, and all the time I'm moving somewhere, which is a position in the society, means in the logic and political situation I'm building this. What am I missing? The water. Something that is out there and I needed to drink it. It's not mine. The real knowledge, that essence of life. You remember, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. Everything is aligned with the water. And to us, that water is that kind of knowledge. That kind of knowledge which is accessible, because it's always tending to go down. It doesn't go up. And it's always there. You cannot touch it. Why? Because you're sitting on a wall. And it's interesting that you plan to do something about it, to change it. But your plan is for tomorrow. And you say, tomorrow never comes. For us, tomorrow is illusion, because it's not here. Do you remember how he will describe yesterday and tomorrow? Rumi said, yesterday is not very beautiful. If it was good, God will keep it. You see, this is not a real logic. But you will feel it, that the one which is gone, its time was over. So he will bring in the time. Then he will talk about serious business, which is digging for the knowledge. Let's look at the coming pages then. After the first stuff, do you remember? You remember that story in book one, that baby in the fire? You remember that little boy which dropped in the fire? Over there, he arrived to a conclusion. Remember, he said, the mother of all the idols is the idol of your ego. Remember it? Over there he lied to that when he was talking about the fire. Here you will see that story again. Here somebody, in a couple of verses, he will do a nonsense opening, then he will change the subject. The opening will be like this, he will say, somebody killed his mother. And they told me, oh, why did you do that? I said, because she was cheating. She had a lover. I said, okay, kill the lover. But like that, I have to kill someone every single day. I kill this fellow, and everything will be solved. You remember that the mother of the idol worshipping is your ego. Here you will hear the answer, and during this answer, Rumi will go to the end of the story of our form and the essence. Remember, the form and essence started with a king who had two ulam. And the problem is, these are two together, what are you going to each of them? Up to here, we haven't heard from the second one. The first one was talking, and the first one was talking very good, lovely. Later you will hear that, yes, the form is very good. First of all, form is honest. Form will show itself. Form is not the hidden. When it comes to hiding, essence is the hidden part. And so on, and so on. So, next time, inshallah, we are here. You will read. No, 773. Means it's only 700 verses. Piece of cake. Please read this and make sort of a note for yourself, describing what is in here. In a big picture, how did he open and how he goes on by his stories to bring them together to a better understanding, inshallah, next time. Thank you. Till next year, inshallah. Ma salam.